You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
David Lennon from Newsday joins us now. David, welcome in. Good to have you on the show. Thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. Let's kick it off with...
Thanks for having me, Anita.
Of course. Let's kick it off with, like, you know, I have a laundry list as to what I think has gone wrong in this 7-game losing streak, 11 of 13. But I'd rather hear from you, someone who's got his finger on the pulse of this team better than most. Break it down for us, man. 13-game winning streak, and then all of a sudden, the floor fell out beneath them. What? Tell us, what is all that has gone wrong with this Yankees team?
Well, I guess it'd be a much briefer conversation if we just talked about what went right, and it'd be a very short chat at that point. But yeah, I mean, it's not complicated, Anita. Really, I mean, this is a team that just has gone through streaks this year of just disappearing. I mean, at the plate, it's been a nightmare. I mean, they haven't hit at all. And the other part that's been troubling, just in the very general strokes, is the bullpen. I mean, that's always traditionally been a strength of the Yankees, and that's abandoned them. I think I looked at some of the stats the other day about what they were going through during this losing streak and even extended. I think it's 11 of 13 now. You know, their bullpen ERA during that stretch has been almost 6. And that's really not going to be a very good formula to winning games or even staying in games, as we saw the other night when Andrew Heaney came in and basically torched, you know, made a two-run deficit, a four-run deficit in the span of his outing. So, yeah, they just really can't find any formula right now. I mean, any lineup they try to put together just doesn't click, and anybody they try to bring in out of the bullpen just can't do the job. And obviously a couple of the injuries they had in this past week weren't too great either, with Tyone winding up on the IL and them getting the scare with Gerrit Cole, who had to come out of that game in the fourth inning. But again, they were already down 3-1 at that point and probably wouldn't have come back to win anyway the way it unfolded. So basically whatever can go wrong has gone wrong for this Yankees team. And really, I think the only thing that the people inside that organization right now take some consolation in, and DJ LeMahieu said this last night, is that they're so far down and they're so far into a dip right now that they're bound to go up again at some point the way the season has gone. And I guess that's the only thing for them to cling to right now.
I mean, but at what point – here's the thing, though. At what point in time does that – you know, at what point in time do they turn it around? You know, because, you know, when you look at where they're at right now, you know, granted, all right, 10 games back from – the Rays in the AL East, I think that ship has sailed, right? Like I don't
yeah,
think, I think it'd be
God,
unrealistic
yeah.
to think that, right, that ship has sailed. But when you look at the wild card, listen, you know, you've got the Jays, you've got Seattle, and you've got Oakland on their coattails. And you know, you don't have time to lollygaggle and wait to turn this around. You might not make it in as a wild card.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's 100% true. I mean, they caught a break last night, obviously, but the Red Sox, mm-hmm. You know, and the Blue Jays lost to the Orioles, which shouldn't be happening very often, but it did last night. So the Yankees did catch a break there. But, you know, they can't just tread water like this forever. I mean, they've now lost 7 straight. So, I mean, this is what you're looking at. And I know that fans are asking about it, and I ask about it of the Yankees every day, along with other media members, and ask Aaron Boone and other players on the team, you know, what can you guys do to turn this around? And the answer is, externally, nothing. I mean, this is the team. And either these guys get rolled out onto the field and start playing to the capabilities, or the season's over. I mean, it's not – there's really no – there's nothing else to do at this point. There's no trades to be made. There's no call-ups to be done. There's no putting games in a hat for the lineup and pulling them out a la Billy Martin. You know, it's either you just keep putting the same names in the lineup, either they hit or they don't, and you bring in the same relievers and they either get guys out or they don't. You're in the stage of the season now with 3 weeks left that's it. And really, I mean, we can keep asking these guys over and over and over again, what are you going to do to fix this? And the answer is the same. You know, they say, well, we're going to keep out there and keep trying. And there's no amount of batting practice. There's no amount of video to watch. There's no amount of mechanical breakdowns that you can do at this point that's going to change anything. You either go out and win on a nightly basis, or your season, you know, basically gets flushed.
Well, you know, last night, again, losing to the Mets 10-3, Sanchez, Urshela, Torres. I don't know what's going on with him mentally, but obviously it's not all there. Montgomery having his worst career start, giving up 7 runs in 3 1/3 innings. And I had a conversation with a very dear friend of mine who's in the media, who's also a huge Yankees fan. And, you know, we had an in-depth conversation about Sanchez and just like, where's the focus? It's like he's out there daydreaming. Right. Like and then to go one step further. And, you know, I do want to bring up, because I feel like it was just a few months ago, we were sitting here and the Yankees were losing. We were close to the trade deadline. We weren't sure what they were going to do. You and a number of other media people were saying that Cashman was going to make moves. We had callers calling in saying, no, they should just wave the white flag for the season. But also big conversation was the future of both Brian Cashman and Booney. Now let's shelf that conversation way back then in July. Cashman makes these moves. They win 13 straight. Everybody's riding this high. And at that point in time, there was a belief, hey, you know, screw the wild card. Yankees have an opportunity to catch up with the Rays. Now look at them. Now I feel the conversation is, David, if they don't make it to, they don't make it to the postseason, like, because they were committed, because they went, they put their chips and they put them all in the middle of the table. They were all in. Now, if they don't make the postseason now, David, I think it's exponentially, like, I think it's 10 times worse than what we were talking about in July. Don't you?
That's tough. I mean, because when we talked about it before the trade deadline, you know, this was a team that it had so performed below its expectations and was really just looked like a dead team walking at that point. Now the fact that they were able to pull it together, and Cashman did make trades that helped this team. I mean, Rizzo, I mean, Gallo, I know people are tired of watching him strike out. He homered last night, obviously. They have brought some balance to the lineup in that regard. Stanton has played a lot better. He's not a recent trade, obviously, but he was somebody that Cashman was getting a lot of flack for trading when he was going through a pretty rough first half. So, you know, Cashman did what he thought he needed to do to get this team better. He did make it better. They put together a run. So, I mean, as far as where Cashman is secure, I mean, there's nothing that's going to change that in my mind. Boone, you can go back and forth on. Now, is it Boone's fault that this team hasn't played particularly well over the past couple of weeks? Not necessarily. But you do have to look at the fact, you know, is he the guy that's getting your message across? Is he the guy that's been enough of a communicator? Is he a guy that, you know, the team is able to play hard for on a continual basis, not just during that winning streak, but just overall during months upon months upon months? You know, maybe they can look at that a lot more closely. And if they don't make the playoffs, then they can look at that position as something they could need to change. But, you know, I'll tell you, these front offices get guys in that position that they like. And, you know, aside from a clubhouse revolt, it's going to take a lot unless they think it's a good PR move for the team. You know, unless the players actively hate the manager, if the front office likes the guy, they're fine with him as a button pusher in there and being their connection to the clubhouse and being a guy that will kind of go along with the program. So, you know, to think that just changing the manager, you know, in 2021 is going to be like some magic wand for a team, that just doesn't happen anymore. You know, it's just not the way organizations are run. And, you know, I talk to front offices about it all the time, and managers that I think, hey, is this guy doing a good job? Is his job in danger? And they're like, oh, we like him. He's doing a great job with the players. You know, he's keeping the guys up, ready to go. And I'm like, okay. You know, and this is just in general. I'm not talking about Boone there. So, you know, you look at those spots. I think when you look at these teams, you look at the roster. And I know you brought up Sanchez a few minutes ago, Anita. And, you know, look what's happened around the diamond just even last night. You know, Gleyber Torres, you know, another throwing error that leads to a run. Gio Urshela is obviously hurt, you know, because the way the Urshela that we're seeing out in the field right now is not the Gio Urshela we're used to seeing offensively and particularly defensively. I mean, that was a hard play from his knees last night. That's a play a healthy Gio Urshela makes. He doesn't throw 10 feet wide of home plate, allowing a run to score there. So there's obviously something wrong with some of these players health-wise in that case. Torres clearly is not going to be playing shortstop after the season, or at least he shouldn't be. Whether he makes it to the end of this season at shortstop is another story. So, yeah, there's improvements here. They're trying to make it to the finish line and get to the playoffs with the roster they have intact. There's just not a heck of a lot that you can do to it right this second, and that's their concern right now.
It's going to be an interesting September, to say the least. Before we let you go, David, thoughts on tonight's game? Kluber, I know his last two outings have not been spectacular. What are you expecting? I'm actually looking forward to this pitching matchup. I like Walker a lot. What are you expecting from tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way things have been trending, you know, with the Yankees, I'm just ready to write them off for number eight, right? But yeah. I mean, I think they've been so up and down and so streaky that this has to end at some point. I mean, Walker had straightened himself out recently. You know, Kluber's kind of a wild card. You know, what he's coming back from with the shoulder, he says he's fine. You know, didn't get length out of him last time out. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see, Anita, how much of a bump that the Mets got from last night. You know, they got a lot of charity, a lot of gifted runs, but they were also opportunistic and they showed a lot of energy. And you got to like the drag bunt by Jeff McNeil, right, with the bases loaded there. So it'll be really interesting to see if the Mets, in front of the home crowd, you know, where there's going to be a very highly emotionally charged atmosphere tonight, to see if they can, you know, kind of keep that rolling. And if they can, you know, the Yankees are so much on their heels right now that makes them vulnerable to that. And it's a tough, tough spot. You know, the Yankees are going to have Stanton back in the lineup tonight. Boone said he was going to be back playing. There's no DH, so he's going to have to be in the outfield. But you have to think that's going to be a little bit of a boost to them. So incredibly difficult game to handicap tonight, Anita. Pitching matchup and how these teams respond to what happened last night. Based on what I've seen out of the Yankees lately, you know, I'd probably give the edge to the Mets.
Again, David Lennon joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. You can see all his work on Newsday. Also, David, throw out your social media handles so people can follow you, please.
Oh, just the Twitter at DP Lennon.
Perfect. David, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the series.
Anytime, Anita.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.